On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Sweet Tuesday morning, came a new smile.
Tuesday. Girl in the cut, she chooses.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much. Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Guess which one I am? No. You're not good at guessing. This is not good. Well, anyway, it is Tuesday, and it's the, whatever, it's January something, whatever year it is, and here I am, whoever I am. Thanks for dropping by. I have a very interesting show for you today. You'll be the judge of that, I assume, in the long run, but I think it's interesting. You know, if you listen to this show on a regular basis, you know that I'm a fun-loving, adorable, happy-go-lucky kind of guy. I can't believe I said that. But today's show, unfortunately, is going to be a myriad of complaints and warnings and all that kind of stuff. But I'll do it with love. I really hate to complain. I rarely send food back when I'm in a restaurant because I think they're going to spit on it anyway and then send it back out to me and I'll be eating spit. So I don't complain that much. But how are you, by the way? How are you doing? How are your holidays? Yeah, I know. Me too. I know. All right. Okay. That's enough. All right. I have a guest coming up, second half of the program, who is a technology consumer watchdog, and he's fascinating. He's becoming quite popular because he is blowing the whistle. He's blowing the whistle on the cell phone industry. You can't stop the cell phone industry. They are so powerful. That product is such an essential part of our lives now. They have infiltrated your life to the complete extent of such, more so than Facebook, more than cell phones, man. You cannot live without them anymore. You can't walk around without a personal computer attached to your body somewhere. Well, my guest claims that this is going to destroy us, both mentally and certainly physically, and we can't do much about it. We could have, and he'll explain how we could have. That's coming up a little bit later in the program. I'm fascinated just by giving you that introduction to it. Ooh, ooh. All right, fine. Stop it. Just stop it right now. Stop it. Anyway, I'm going to hold up a puppy dog right now because, yeah. Puppy dog, please.
Aww.
Thank you. That just takes the bite out of everything. When you hold up a puppy dog, as you know, I do it frequently on the show. You think I'm holding up a puppy dog, but I'm not. I'm just making believe because it's radio. You can't tell what the hell I'm doing.
Aww.
I know. And that's where I like it. Anyway, this guest, oh, listen, my voice started cracking. I'm turning 13. I'm well over 50 years old, and I believe I'm just hitting puberty. Wow, that's amazing. I know. I'm an enigma is what I am. Thank you. All right, no more sound effects. That's enough. All right, here's my complaint right now. Did you hear about this COVID thing? I know. I just heard about this myself. it's been going, if we're into our third year, oh my God, this is like going to college, getting my COVID degree or something here. God, I'm in my third year. Here's the problem. This thing is going to be with us for quite some time in some one form or another, with certain strengths and not. We have weathered ourselves through tremendous stuff with this thing. We have lost family members. We all at this point in our COVID lives know somebody who has had it, but more than somebody, now it's almost everybody. This thing spreads. It's not as deadly, perhaps, as the other strain of the COVID-ity, but it's so catchable. All you have to do is just say the word, and you got it. The trick is, once you know that you have it, if you get medical help, there's actually medication now that'll help lessen the effects of it and the dangers of it. Here's the part that pisses me off. We can't get tested for it. I live in Massachusetts. I'm not bragging. And you cannot get a COVID test anywhere unless you stand in line in the cold for 2 to 3 hours. Let me ask you a question. If you're feeling like you're going to die and you're feeling sick and you want to find out if you have COVID or not, or the flu, or just a bad cold or allergies, What do you feel like doing when you're feeling sick and you're feeling horrible? I know. Stand outside in the cold for 3 hours. Oh, that's a good idea. And how about amongst hundreds of other people that think they also have COVID at this point? Let's stand amongst them. Oh, that's a great idea too. This is one of the points when I am so disappointed in government. Both federal and really, really disappointed in state government. There is no reason on the planet that we can't have billions and zillions of COVID tests by now. Those simple things, yeah, not 100% reliable, but better than not knowing at all. Like a pregnancy test. Everybody should have some in their home. Not pregnancy test, COVID test. Everybody should have the rapid ones in their home, just like you have butter and cream cheese. Just like you have pregnancy tests, just like you have bread. It should be readily available. We should have billions of them. Did we not know that this was a possibility that we may need them? Here's the danger. It's not the COVID that's a danger. It's not being able to treat it because there's no test available to us immediately to tell us if we have it or not. If we had the test, we could quarantine ourselves. But we don't know if we have it. Well, I'll find out. Well, how are you going to find out? You can't get them anywhere. Well, they're doing it over there. All right, I'll drive down there. Oh, my God, a line a quarter of a mile long. Yeah, that's where I want to be when I'm not feeling well. Standing outside in line for 3 hours and a quarter, or in my car for a quarter of a mile, not moving. And then you get to the front. I'm sorry, we ran out of the tests. Look, this is shameful. This is shameful. Tests should have been mass produced to the point where we have so many, they're coming out of our ass. It's the opposite. There's nothing coming out of our ass right now with these tests. How could we not have them? And if people were stockpiling them, why didn't you put limits on it? 2 per person. I mean, what? Does nobody foresee the future anymore? What about the fortune tellers? Couldn't they say, hey, you better make these rapid tests. Everybody's going to want one. I don't know. This is a lesson learned that is not being learned just yet, because people are going to get extremely sick when they don't have to, because they can't get tested to find out if they can get the medication or not. And there is medication that you can take through your doctor, but they won't give it to you until you can prove that you have COVID. I can't prove I have COVID. I can't get a test. I'll stand outside for 3 hours. I still can't get one even if I do that. Then I'll get really sick and I'll die from that. Standing amongst thousands of other people in a line for 3 hours in 20-degree weather. Well, how about in Florida? It's not 20 degrees down there. Sure, I'll take a plane down there. Of course, there are no flights. They've all been canceled because the staff is entirely sick. I'm disappointed. I don't ask a lot from government as far as taking care of me is concerned. That I do ask, because I can't make my own tests. They have to make them. So that's what I'm pissed about, and you should be pissed too. And it's not one person's responsibility, it's the stupidity of everybody not seeing this coming. And it's going to happen again, so let's not let it happen again. In the meantime, we're going to have to take our chances in getting sick. And of course, if you're not wearing a mask at all, you're spinning the roulette wheel that's very consequential. Anyway, that's the story. Yeah, shots are available. Booster shots. Yeah, vaccine. Yeah, that was rough at the beginning. I get it. I mean, the vaccines had just been created, had first time distributed, first time manufactured. I get that that was a problem. I get it. I understand when people went to supermarkets and there was no toilet paper. I get it. But no little tests that you can make in a manufacturing plant in 2 seconds, billions of them, no little litmus papers available. That's unforgivable. That we've been living with this for our third year. Seriously. You should have had this available. Should never be out on the shelves. That's wrong. Even if I have to pay for it. So that's the first line of complaint on today's show. The second line of complaint is that cell phones have overtaken us and are damaging our bodies and our brains. So I know. How are you today? How you doing? I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Every once in a while I have to do a show like this because, I mean, I got to get it off my chest. Why is it on my chest, by the way? Well, I got to get it off my elbows. Is that better? I've got to get it out of my ass. Is that a better? Yeah, actually, that is better. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, my guest is going to join us. We're going to talk about cell phones and, whether you realize it or not, how they might be actually making us very sick. And we'll find that out right after we do this little commercial for the children.
Ain't always easy these days to know what to give your kids for snacks. Sugary this, high fructose that. Heck, even the stuff they call natural ain't always natural. But there's one snack when your kids ask for it, you know exactly what you're giving them.
I want Piggy Parts. I want Piggy Parts.
Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Parts are 100% all-natural salt-preserved pig parts. What parts, you ask? Well, some folks would call them scraps or ears or hoofs, but kids just call them delicious. And with their stiff, leathery texture, one Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Part will last a kid all afternoon. That's what we call value. So stock up now for school. You'll find them at the end of the pet food aisle in original, barbecue, or vinegar, garlic, teriyaki, onion, habanero, pineapple flavor. Give them a try and you'll see why kids say,
That's some good piggies.
Professor Parker's Preserve Piggy Parts.
Norbert Hauser joins us now. He is CEO of IPC USA. They developed the Protect Pro technology for cell phones. And he's sort of an industry watchdog as well. Thanks for being with us today.
Ron, thank you for having me.
Thank you. I talk about this subject frequently on this program because I'm just amazed that nobody talks about cell phone safety when it just seems so common sense with all the towers and holding these devices on our bodies and having these signals bounce back and forth from tower to body, basically. I just don't understand why this is never discussed, and I assume it's because of the power of the cell phone industry that would be devastating. Am I correct, or am I overthinking?
Yeah. No, you just put it right on the money. That's right what it is, and you just nailed it down. That's exactly what it is. And it goes even further than that. I don't know whether you or your listeners ever heard about something which is called SAR, which stands for specific absorption rate.
Oh.
That's, so to speak, the limit of what a cell phone should expose to the human body, right?
Yes.
So it's like a mileage. You say, okay, speed limit is 120 miles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they say, okay, the absorption rate should be blah, 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 and they give a number, right? And that number, interesting enough, is not from the FDA or government. That number has been put up by the cell phone industry.
Really?
Interesting. And there's a organization called International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection. Sounds very cool.
Yeah.
International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection. And these guys, they put up that number. And when the president of that company, the chairman, Mr. Bernhardt, was asked, well, this number is much too high. It kills the human body. It's much too high.
Wow.
He answered, if we would reduce that number, we would kill the business.
Yeah. Yep, that's what I feared. Let's talk about 2G, 4G, and now we're on the brink of 5G. I always thought that was the amount of data that could be stored or something like that, but I understand that's actually the strength of the item, which sounds a little more perilous, full of not good stuff.
Well, what it is 1G means the first generation.
Uh-huh.
The first generation of cell phones, you could make just a cell phone call.
Uh-huh.
The 2G, you could cell phone and you do text messages.
Okay.
The 3G, you could do cell phone text messages and go online.
All right.
The 4Gs was the same like 3Gs, like what we have basically today, but in a higher speed. Now the 5G is coming out as we speak, and it will be handling about 1,000 times more traffic, and it's about 100 times faster.
Wow. Okay. I understand that there's a possibility that phones could be made with a stronger shield so that they wouldn't be as harmful to the body. Is that accurate?
No.
Oh.
You see, you have sometimes companies where they promise, oh, I have a protection for your phone.
Yes.
We shield your phone, so you put this on, and we reduce or we stop the electromagnetic field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, everybody has to understand, if you want to use a cell phone, you need electromagnetic field. Otherwise, you cannot make a phone call. Now, the human body has a natural electromagnetic field of about 80 to 90.
Yes.
That's what's that number? That's called microwatt per square meter.
Uh-huh.
Forget about that. Just keep 80 to 90. That's the natural human body electromagnetic field, and the human body shouldn't have more exposed than 120. So 90 is average, 120 maximum. When you make a phone call, you have between 2,000 and 6,000.
Wow.
When you drive an electric car, you have between 4,000 and 10,000.
Yeah.
So when we talk about cell phone, we should mention that it's not only cell phone the problem. It's Wi-Fi, it's GPS,
yeah.
It's microwave oven.
Oh my God.
It's every monitor, every computer monitor, every TV monitor, every regular car, and every electric car. And I show this on my website, and I don't want to people just take my word for it.
Mm-hmm.
on my website, the Protect Pro, Protection Professional, yes. protectpro.net, uh-huh. not com, .net,
yes.
I have a special button called 5G.
Uh-huh.
And on that button, 5G, I have put together everything your listeners ever need to know and to look at about all these problems. You see a write-up from me, pages you can flip through or download. You get a compact crash course on uh-huh. all that. And secondly, I've put together about 12, 14 videos
yes.
where most professional people in the world talk about it. Funny enough, among others, a representative of the Michigan House of Representatives, a senator called Patrick Kaulbach, in a public hearing, he opposes strongly against 5G.
Yes.
And most importantly, you have a guy from England called Barry Trower. Barry is retired now. Barry was a former Secret Service UK guy.
Uh-huh.
And he was one of the biggest microwave specialists in the world and since 1945. And he talks, you could call it a whistleblower now, as he's retired, what is really going on, what happened, how does it affect not only human mm-hmm. beings, but the nature as well. Because the bees and the insects will die because of the 5G, and 5G has been around for a long time,
oh.
not known to the public by the American, Chinese, British Army as a weapon.
Wow.
So he talks about that, and you can learn it in the crash course. And then I show on my website what you can do with these individual problems, yes. how to handle it, because we cannot stop it anymore. I mean, in America, you have about a population of 300 million, 330 million people. And you have more cell phones than population.
Oh, it's Pandora's box. The box has been opened, and you can't shove it back in anymore.
No, too late.
Yeah, it's almost like climate change. We are destroying ourselves in many different areas, unfortunately.
Yes, absolutely.
I know when cell phones first came out that women used to put them in their bras because women
yes.
women don't have pockets; they have pocketbooks. And purses, which are, it's kind of better than what men have. Men shove them in their pocket right near their testicles. And
yep.
and they still do that to this day. Do you think that men are in more peril, or this is just something that is, you know, it doesn't really matter anymore?
Oh, it doesn't matter anymore as such, because whether you have it on your body or mm-hmm. 10 inches away doesn't matter. By the way, every cell phone company has mm-hmm. in their manual, which is 200-300 pages, you don't
yes.
get them printed anymore, they're right. on PDF, on some page 225 or whatever,
yeah.
they say, don't hold the cell phone against your skin.
Yes.
Okay, but no, everybody, 99% hold it against the ear, right? Don't hold it against the skin. Mm-hmm. They're already preparing future lawsuits. Now, we know now, it's all scientifically proved, but it's not big-time published,
right.
that the sperm count in men
yeah.
have lowered between 1990 and 1995, being born guys,
yeah.
by 40%.
Yeah, I mean, is the next generation screwed? I mean, because they are growing up with this, and they are going to pay the yeah. price of the cancers, most likely.
Of course. And the big problem is the children, because
yes.
their blood-brain barrier is not developed.
Mm-hmm.
Children are 4 to 5 times more likely to create tumors because of mm-hmm. cell phones. And I see nowadays toddlers, 2-3 years old, in a buggy, they already have their own...
Absolutely.
Their own smartphone,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's standard, and it will be more so. And then, of course, our lifestyles are to have the cell phones around us and technology, sit in front of computer screens all day, sometimes as an occupation. And what you're saying is you're being bombarded from every corner of the space.
Yes, and it's terrible what
yeah.
the human... You know, I'm all for progress. I must
yeah.
say, I'm German. I'm born and raised in Germany.
Yeah.
I had one of the first mobile phones in the world.
Yeah.
At this time, it cost me $12,000. I was all for it. And I'm for technology.
Mm.
However, if the technology harms the human body, sorry, that's it. I give workshops, which are called There's Only One Reason You Can Become Sick. It's a full-day seminar. And within the full-day seminar, I'll teach about the electromagnetic fields, and I'll teach about that basically every product we have, technology we have developed over the last 200 years,
mm-hmm.
harms the human body. And I have a complete list, and some other
yeah.
day, if you're in the mood to, we can go through this
yeah.
another talk show.
Sure.
So everything we have developed is sexy, it's funny, It's entertaining. It's fluffy. However, you always pay your price.
And the sad thing is, there's nothing much we can do about it. I don't know if technology could have been advanced without this happening, no matter how you planned or didn't plan. So it's not so much the cover-up, it's the fact that couldn't have been done anyway in any different manner.
It could have been done, sure. It could have been done.
How could it have been done in a different manner?
Well, this is what I worked on the last 10 years. When you go on the website, you see how I handle cell phones.
Okay.
You take for $99 a small, like a credit card thing, which you stash between the protection case and the cell phone itself. You just slot it in there, and it changes the harmful electromagnetic field into a harmless field. That could have been done by the companies right from the get-go. So when the people said, oh, you become a millionaire now, you handle the problem, I said no, because these companies will not put it in their phone, because if they put it in their phone now, they crucify themselves.
Correct. They admit.
So, but for example, so for $99, you can say, fine, and you build a shield around yourself of about 3-5 feet.
I see.
If you stand next to me now with your cell phone unprotected, and I have my protected cell phone, it's not only that your cell phone doesn't bother me, but I harmonize your phone as you're in the proximity of my phone.
I see.
We harmonize the problem. We have to handle the problem. We cannot run away. We cannot stop it, but we have to handle it.
Mm.
And some individuals like myself and a few other guys out there, we all worked on the same idea. How can we handle the problem? Because the industry will not do it for us, and the government will not do it for us. So we have to do it ourselves.
Okay.
And I found the solution.
Well, once again, where do we go to find out more about that solution?
Protect Pro from Protection Professional, protectpro.net. There are, with every product, you see demonstration videos, the before and after effect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and people can write me emails, people can call me, people can ask me questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be happy to come back to your show. I'll be happy one day, if you're up for it, I'll come to your place and I'll walk you through this physically that you can experience it while we take phone calls or while we answer questions, so that you don't need to trust my word, that you see it for yourself how it works.
Yeah. As I say, I've been an advocate on this subject, so I'm very glad to be speaking to you today, and we will hook up in the future and continue our conversations. Thank you so much for your time today, and we will repeat that website for people later on in the program. Thank you, Norbert.
Ron, thank you very much for having me, and good luck out there. And guys, don't give up. There are solutions.
Beautiful.
And don't give up, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ron. All the best.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, sir, for that information. I don't think he's wrong, personally. I think he's right. So, I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a normal show. You know, the normal stuff where I'm bubbly and vivacious and incredibly funny and comedic. That's not till tomorrow. In the meantime, you can listen to a show previously, you know, on all the platforms that where I was so loving and adorable. They are available, and they don't cost you anything. I know. I know what you're saying. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, well, I wish you peace. Wouldn't it be great if we could save the world together?
Whatever.
Yeah, I know.